From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The United Nations Refugee Agency says the number of people making it out of Libya has dropped dramatically today because heavily armed gunmen loyal to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi are now manning border crossings. The gunmen are reportedly confiscating cell phones and cameras, and many of those making it across the border into Tunisia are said to be too terrified to speak of their ordeal. Amid calls by the opposition for protests after Friday prayers today, government forces have set up checkpoints in Tripoli and barred foreign journalists from leaving their hotel. President Obama says he has okayed plans giving the U.S. military authorization to act in Libya if the situation there deteriorates. Mr. Obama citing the possibility of a humanitarian crisis.
What I want to make sure of is that the United States has full capacity to act potentially rapidly.
President speaking at the White House during a joint news conference with Mexico's visiting president. He says he does not want the U.S. to be, in his words, hamstrung, but that any action must be taken in consultation with the international community. The Labor Department has the latest readout on unemployment this morning. Economists are expecting the report to show a strong surge in hiring last month. But NPR's Sonari Glinton reports the unemployment rate for February may edge up a bit.
Economists predict as many as 200,000 jobs were created in February. The new jobs are expected to make up for lackluster growth in January when an anemic number of jobs were added. The January numbers were low in part because of snowstorms that swept the country. In February, manufacturing, especially in the auto sector, is expected to have led job growth. Some economists believe as the employment outlook gets brighter, people will renew long dormant job searches. That means the overall unemployment figures may go up. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
That's the sound of protesters marching out of Wisconsin's state capitol building. After spending more than 2 weeks there, they were complying with a court order to clear the building during overnight hours. Wisconsin's Republican Governor Scott Walker says hundreds of layoff notices will start going out today unless Democratic state senators return to the state to allow a vote on Walker's plan to strip public sector workers of most of their collective bargaining rights. The Democrats have been holed up in Illinois, depriving Republicans of a quorum in the state Senate. Democratic lawmaker Chris Larson tells WISN-TV they have no intention of caving to the Republican majority.
They've taken away our staff, they've taken away our copy privileges, and now they're trying to take away our pay and trying to take police off the streets to arrest us. And I think they look like they're running around with their hair on fire, and we're still standing here calmly saying, look, we put forward an agreement.
Larson says that agreement includes concessions by unions representing state workers. This is NPR News. An American man who was a contractor for the U.S. Agency for International Development goes on trial in Cuba today. NPR's Carol Van Dam reports Alan Gross could face 20 years behind bars if convicted on charges of acts against the integrity and independence of Cuba.
The 61-year-old Maryland man was arrested in December of 2009 while working for a Bethesda-based firm on a USAID program that promotes democracy. The company, Development Associates International, and the government say he was carrying communications equipment to the Cuban Jewish community. Cuban Jewish groups deny knowing Gross or having any connection to him. Lawyer Peter Kahn flew to Havana yesterday to represent Gross. He'll join a Cuban lawyer already there working on the case. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
The National Football League and its players' union have agreed to a 24-hour extension of the deadline for a new collective bargaining agreement. NPR's Mike Pesca reports the two sides are trying to figure out how to divide up the billions of dollars the NFL makes each year.
The NFL is experiencing record growth and record revenue, $9 billion last year. Owners and players do very well, but owners would like to do better, and players would like a deal similar to the remunerative one they've been playing under these past few seasons. Up until now, there's been little to budge the parties off their respective stances. And even if the labor agreement expires, neither side will begin to feel real pain. If a deal isn't reached via a federal mediator, the union might take the step of decertification, which would essentially move the dispute to the courts. At that point, one side or the other will perhaps perceive themselves as having to strike a deal, and that might be the impetus for a settlement. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support.